USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Officials in all 50 states are working on ways to protect their state capitals after the FBI warned that armed protests are possible in all state capitals ahead of the presidential inauguration. Georgia State Patrol Colonel Chris Wright says officials in his state are working on ensuring safety while making sure everyone's allowed to express their First Amendment rights.
We just need to make certain that everyone understands that we certainly respect everyone's First Amendment right to peacefully protest, as the governor said, but we will not tolerate unlawful or violent behavior in this state.
And the House has passed a resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence to remove President Trump from office via the 25th Amendment. Pence sent a letter to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, earlier on Tuesday, saying he has no intentions of removing the president. He said that move is not consistent with the Constitution. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
President-elect Joe Biden has announced his pick to head the Central Intelligence Agency. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President-elect Joe Biden has picked a State Department lifer and staunch advocate of diplomacy with Iran to head the CIA, tapping former Ambassador William Burns to head the spy agency. Burns called President Trump's withdrawal from the Obama-era Iranian nuclear deal foolish and openly questioned strategic value of a U.S. drone strike that killed Iran's top military general last year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And as California looks to accelerate COVID vaccinations, Disneyland is set to become a vaccination supersite. The park has been closed to visitors since March, and Orange County says the site will be ready to deliver vaccinations by next week. Dodger Stadium will also be drafted into service as a large vaccination site. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Companies are making changes to their political contributions following last week's riot at the Capitol. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A host of American corporations have announced they are halting donations to Republican members of Congress who on January 6 objected to certifying the Electoral College votes cast for President-elect Joe Biden. Companies such as American Express, AT&T, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Commerce Bank, Marriott, and MasterCard, to name a few. Kelsey Bolar is with the Independent Women's Forum. She says this sort of cancel culture needs to stop.
This is just the latest example of cancel culture and the great purge that we're seeing come from the left and never Trump Republicans. The media, big tech, and corporate America are all in on this. It is a very dangerous and concerning trend. It is not going to unite the country. It is going to divide us.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Boston Bruins will retire the jersey of the man who broke the NHL's color barrier. The team announced Tuesday that they will retire number 22 in honor of Willie O'Ree on February 28th before their game with the New Jersey Devils. O'Ree became the first black player in the league, suiting up for the Bruins on January 18th, 1958, and playing two seasons in Boston. O'Ree has worked with the NHL since 1998 as a diversity ambassador and was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.